the critical importance of keeping the customer informed. Do not assume they know certain information and do the legwork. Cross-sell, inform them of other products. They do not know. I'll give you an example. How many of you have kids? All right, the majority of you do. Don't we do the same thing with our kids? We assume, because they're at the dinner table, we had this conversation, they remember what we actually said. Right? Haven't you had that? If you got more than one child, we assume that you had a conversation with one, the other one knows, and they catch on. Well, here's a picture of my boys. You have to all say, They say, great, oh, I love that. Thank you, Sam. Okay, I know they're really cute, aren't they? I have had this problem. I have two sons. This picture is a couple years old. Brian's my oldest. He's now 9. He's in 4th grade. And my youngest is Drew. He's 7. And he's in 1st grade. And I remember this came home very clearly for me, how often we jump and assume both kids catch on when we're at a dinner conversation. This was actually when Brian was in kindergarten, and Drew was about 3 at the time, 3 and a half. And Brian went to a great program that some of your kids perhaps have gone to. It's called Safety City or Safety Town, where they go and they learn all these safety things like how to cross the street, ride the bus, electricity, gun safety, fire, and so forth. Well, Brian loved this program. He became like Mr. Safety Gestapo. All right? He'd come on and go, let's test the fire detector one more time. Okay, it works. Do you have the poison under lock and key? I mean, I felt guilty. I was a terribly unsafe parent. I realized that. They went through this two-week program. And Brian came, and one of the initial things that they taught him was fire safety. Now, I'll tell you, I thought I knew everything about fire safety. You know, the stop, drop, roll bit. I had that down. Then Brian added a new twist. Maybe you haven't heard this, but he came home and he said, you know, Mom, there's one more thing. If there's a fire, you need to take all your clothes off. I had the same reaction. I'm thinking, what are they teaching at Safety City? All right, I'm a paranoid mom, all right? So I turn to him and I go, take all your clothes off. I've never heard of that. Why would you take your clothes all off? Oh, Mom, he said as the wisdom of a 5 and a half year old. He says, Mom, that's because your clothes burn, but your body doesn't. Okay. Never really thought about that. I'm thinking to myself, Brian's a really modest kid. So I said, honey, if there's a fire, are you going to take all your clothes off? He hadn't thought about that application part yet. He thinks for like a minute and a half, and he turns to me and he says, I have a great idea, Mom. He said, if there's a fire, I'm going to take all my clothes off. I'm going to open the window up, throw my clothes out, jump out the window, put my clothes back on. People can see me. I'm thinking he's brilliant, right? He's brilliant. I knew he was brilliant. So I said, great idea, Brian. All right, good idea. Well, Drew is 3 and a half at the time. He's hearing this stuff, and he's interacting. Once in a while, throws in his 2 cents. Well, then we came to gun safety. Now, I'll tell you, when I was in kindergarten, and maybe this is just showing my age, but when I was in kindergarten, no one owned a gun. I mean, this was like never a concern. You had to think about gun safety, right? And even though Jim and I do not own guns, it could be that one of our son's friends' parents may own a gun, and I really had no clue what to tell my kids. So I was all excited. Gun safety day arrived. Brian came home, and I said, Brian, honey, tell Mama, what do you do in case you see a gun? And he said, stop. Don't touch. Leave the area. Tell a grown-up. And I thought, this is a great program. And we went on and on, and that was pretty much the end of Safety City. The 2 weeks were passed, and I didn't talk to the boys at all about Safety City things for about 3 weeks. Out of the blue, one evening it came to me, I should ask about the gun thing, because I really wanted to keep that on the forefront of my boys' mind. So we're sitting at dinner that evening, and we're having this conversation. I said, you know what, Brian? I was just thinking about the gun safety thing. And I said, remind Mama, what do you do when you see a gun? And before Brian could respond, our younger son, Drew, jumped in, and he said, take all your clothes off. We laughed so hard, we are on the ground crying. We think this is the most hysterical thing Drew has ever said in his life. He completely missed it. God! And you know what? That happens to a good percentage of your customers. You may send them stuff, gone. You may tell them something, gone. They come back to you and go, really? You told me that when I was in line? I can't remember that. You mean there's something I'm supposed to do? Well, I've got to fill out paperwork. You never told me. Completely gone. We assume customers come with information, and you know what? You do the same thing with your staff. You assume that your employees understand the current specials and really understand how it all works together. You assume they know how to cross-sell because you've been in banking a fair amount of time. You could do it in your sleep. They can't. We got to bite-size feed them and then check back. Did they really catch that? This afternoon, we'll talk very specifically about that. How do you give clear information and make sure your employees got it? Because it's critically important for us to know that. So keep them informed. Host, hostess, welcome them in. The more we can do that, the more you will create loyalty for your customers.